This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Check out their new branch across from Fresh Acres Market in Springfield. They've got a new ATM and drive-through lane open for you today.
And there's a lot going on in Hollywood, and not. I mean, everybody's quarantined, so everybody should just be chill.
Yeah.
But Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are at it again, this time over the care of their daughter, Dream. Sadly, there's been some incidences where they've actually had to call in the Child Family Services to investigate, which is really sad.
Yeah.
But it's a classic case of he said, she said, but there have been some unexplained injuries, including rashes, cuts, and bruises. So, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like everything's okay.
I know. And here's the thing, and just to play devil's advocate for a second, you know, kids do get rashes and cuts and bruises, but I hope for Dream's case they can figure all of that out. Some new babies in Hollywood to welcome, bringing up Bates. Star Tori Bates gave birth to her second child on Wednesday with her husband Bobby Smith. According to People magazine, they named him Coulter Gray Smith.
Okay. It's not a bad name, Coulter.
Coulter. Yeah, and the voice host Carson Daly and his wife Siri welcomed baby number four, Goldie Patricia Daly.
That is kind of nice. Four
Goldie.
Kids, huh? Boy, they're
four.
Working on a whole squad there.
Well, maybe some more, you know. There's
yeah.
some quarantine children coming.
I guess when you're rich, you can afford four kids and more.
Sad news out of Hollywood. Mark Bloom, who starred in the films Desperately Seeking Susan and Crocodile Dundee, recent TV series You, has died due to complications of the coronavirus, according to Yahoo. He was 69 years old. And this was really sad. I saw this yesterday. Fred Curley Neal, one of the best-known members of the Harlem Globetrotters. Globetrotters were just here in Springfield not too long ago. Died yesterday at his home in Houston. He was 77 years old. He had been battling. He battled the effects of a stroke for years. So, very sad. And from the category?
You say what category?
Britney Spears. She's training to be an Olympian runner. Someone should tell her that they've been postponed. Maybe she's training for the next round.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. She has a little more time to train.
She's a little older, too. She shared a Snapchat of a timer on Instagram that read 5.97, claiming that that's how long it took to run a 100-meter dash. She wrote, ran my first five, did it in whoop. So, 100-meter dash after people started with their doubts. Brittany fessed up and later wrote, obviously, I was joking about running the 100-meter dash in 5.97 seconds. The world record is being held by Usain Bolt, she added. But you better believe I'm coming for the world record.
Oh, what did you do the timing? Like, was that on a treadmill? Because a lot of times a treadmill, like, makes you look good.
No, I don't know. I got to see the video proof of that, I guess. But Brittany's going to go to the Olympics.
She probably hired somebody to do it for her.
Good for her.
Those celebrities. That's Dirt. Coming up next hour, another round with 94.7 WMAS and the Kellogg crew. Here they are, latest gossip headlines. Bridget in for Dina doing the Dirt at 7:41, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Their drive-through lane and ATM at their new branch at 1954 Wilbraham Road in Springfield is now open across from Fresh Acres Market. All right, so what's up in Dirt?
Well, it does seem like a weird episode of Lost that we've been living in, but a former Lost actress, Evangelina Lilly, she played Kate, is apologizing for her previous comments on coronavirus. She wrote, at the time of my March 16th post, the directives from the authorities were that we were not to congregate in groups of more than 250 people and that we wash our hands regularly, which what they were doing. She did 2 days later that those directives have changed, which they have. And so she is telling everybody, please know that I'm doing my part to flatten the curve, practicing social distancing and staying home with my family. An apology for her insensitivity that she showed earlier. She posted something about, you know, that they were going out and doing whatever they wanted. So.
Gotcha. It's hard because a lot of people made these comments before it was really serious, too, mm-hmm. although that was kind of a week ago.
Yeah, it's kind of been serious since, like, I don't know, December, but that's okay. Taylor Swift has donated another $3,000 to a fan. Now, we reported yesterday that she did that. She did it again. A woman named Samantha wrote on Tumblr, "I wish so badly I could donate to the link Taylor provided to the charity Feeding America because COVID-19, my job, my only source of income is closed for a minimum of 30 days. I have no job, no income, no way to pay my bills. If anyone happens to be able to donate to this, let me know." And so Taylor sent her $3,000.
Which is nice.
Just like that. Keith Lawrence Middlebrook, an actor from Iron Man 2 and Entourage, was just arrested by the FBI. Not even just like a little arrest, a big arrest.
Not like some county sheriff, but the FBI for what?
He was making false claims that he was part of a company that had developed the injectable cure for the coronavirus pills and pills that would prevent COVID-19 infections. Come on.
Were they trying to sell them?
He went as far to say that Magic Johnson was the company's board of directors. So, yeah, he was arrested on Wednesday in L.A. and part of a FBI sting. So, jeez.
Yeah, don't involve like a famous celebrity.
Yeah,
trying to scam people. That's just dumb.
Remember that Wyoming ranch that Kanye West spent $14 million on last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. But recently he shared his plans for the 6,000-acre property. The compound will include orchards, a skate park, and a vegetable garden, according to Women's WSG. Is that Women's Something Journal magazine? Hmm. Anyways, he's talking to them, I guess. And he said the unique part of the property is the urine garden that will convert human waste into plant food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'd think twice about a dinner invitation with Kim and Kanye.
Wow. It's better than having to share one bathroom, though, because there's probably a lot of space in the garden.
Well, it's just one big bathroom in the garden.
I just hope they have bushes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can hide behind. Sorry, it's just strawberries. This is going to be embarrassing.
We're just going to stop right there.
All right. That's some fresh dirt leaving on that kind of garden.
Dirt in the garden.
There you go. Dina's really dirt fresh in the garden. All right. So we'll have more headlines coming up for you next hour. It's the Kellogg Crew with 94.7 WMAS. It's 8:40 with the Kellogg Crew. I'm Chris Kellogg.
I'm Bridget Lynott.
Dina working from home, sending over some dirt. And mm-hmm. this update being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got a brand new ATM and a new laned drive-through right now. They're across from Fresh Acres Market. Check out their new building. It's pretty cool. It's Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Okay, so let's get to dirt. What stories do we have this morning, Bridget?
Well, Kylie Jenner has shot down rumors that she had coronavirus at the end of last year. She wrote on Instagram, "For those wondering if I had flu-like symptoms, I had a horrible strep and staph infection in her throat. Sick as she's ever been, but she says it was not coronavirus." I don't know. I mean, we still don't know how this thing started or how it's going to end. But so, anyways.
A few people have like sore throat, sneezing, mm-hmm. and other things like that. So, you know,
so,
hopefully
there you go. Mm-hmm. No secret that Tom Cruise is known for doing his own stunts. He even flew his own helicopter in Mission Impossible Fallout.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. But when he wanted to fly an actual F-18 jet for Top Gun Maverick, the Navy said, no. According to USA Today, having their pilots fly the planes, they said, yeah, you know what? Back down, Tom.
But when he was flying the helicopter, I saw behind the scenes, he's like doing major stunt moves in between mountains.
Yeah.
He's been amazing when it comes to stunts.
Yeah, so they're going to let the experts do it. And speaking of experts on giving away things, oh my goodness, some generous, generous people. Roger Federer donated $1.2 million.
Wow, he's the tennis guy, right?
Sure.
Think so.
To families in Switzerland. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees donated $5 million to the state of Louisiana in 2020.
You know, so. I hope they're able to find supplies. I know a lot of celebrities are giving money, and that's great, but we still don't have the ventilators and the masks for our beloved doctors and nurses.
We can buy supplies to make the things. And Bruno Mars, this is awesome. He's got a residency at Park MGM Theater out in Vegas. And a lot of MGM employees have, they're not working because they closed all the casinos. Mm-hmm. He's donated $1 million to support MGM employees out there. So thank you. Ralph Lauren Corporation donated $10 million towards relief efforts. And the Clintons, remember Bill and Hill?
Donated, I kind of remember that.
They donated 20 pizzas to New York Hospital. So they say it's, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's not $1 million. But you know what? Our hospital staffs are hungry. They're doing a lot of work, so 20 pizzas, not a bad deal.
How do you know it wasn't like cash stuffed crust? You don't know.
You don't know. Mm. They know. So, also, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's royal exit set for March 31st officially. They have one more move. In the meantime, they left Vancouver Island in Canada from Meghan's hometown of L.A., and they're talking about Meghan getting back to work, doing some voiceover work for Disney. Wow. So there you go.
And when you're like that, I mean, you basically get to pick your gig.
Yeah. So now you and I have to, like, fight Meghan Markle for voiceover gigs?
I guess so.
Thanks, Meghan.
Yeah. I do a great impression of her, though. Maybe I can beat her.
Maybe. Maybe not.
All right. And those are your Dirt headlines. Of course, you can check them out later online at dinasdirt.com. It's 94.7 WMAS and the Kellogg Crew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.